PFT Media.
Dive bar rehab, new Sanford hotel, and new food hall. This and more on the Daily City Show. A new bakery called Paris Banh Mi Cafe has officially opened at 1021 East Colonial Drive in the Mills 50 District. The family-owned operation on the same block as Lineage Coffee Roasting and Lazy Moon Pizza offers a menu of desserts, pastries, French breads, coffee, and boba drinks. The large space contains a unique swirly, glittering dark brown floor, a self-service pastry bar, and two dessert cases. Beloved dive bar Wally's at 1001 North Mills Avenue in the Mills 50 District is getting ready for its grand reopening with a physical refresh both inside and out. While the interior remains a mystery as to what is staying and what's going, the exterior has received a colorful new paint job. A mid-century inspired mural has been painted on the front and a portion of the right side of the one-story building. The mural is a series of peacock feather-like shapes in muted greens, reds, and blues. The building's trim has been covered in a mossy green, and the original signage, exposed unpainted brick, and tiled front porch remain unchanged. The reopening is scheduled for May 31st, according to the bar's website. Downtown could be getting a food hall called Church Street Food Hall at 116 West Church Street inside one of the city's oldest buildings, according to filings with the City of Orlando Historic Preservation Board. A bare metal angular skeleton facing the railroad tracks is seen in the renderings provided to the city by the architects. This architectural feature moves the entrance to the food hall from the front of the building to the side. The most recent tenant of the building was El Buda Restaurant. A $30 million refurbishment set to begin this year will turn the historic 94-year-old Mayfair Inn in downtown Sanford into a AAA, four-diamond, 130-room, full-service, independent boutique hotel. The grand opening is set for 2021, according to documents filed with the City of Sanford. And finally, the Daily City is adding a new show to this feed called Orlando Opinions. This is an opinionated, sassy, controversial, and, well, might not be your cup of tea type of show. It will be 8 to 10 minutes long, and we wanted to give you a heads up before you see it in your feed this week. You will first see it in your feed tomorrow, Tuesday, and it will come every week on Tuesdays. Now, if you're a news fan and you just want the facts, then download the news episodes and skip Orlando Opinions. But if you want to try out these new episodes and hear a little sass, hear a little talk back, and then download Orlando Opinions episodes and give them a shot. Either way, thank you for listening to The Daily City, and we appreciate your support and your listenership. For more local Orlando news, you can find us on Instagram at The Daily City. And as always, keep using our hashtag Orlando is wonderful. Join 21 local food makers, including Orlando Meats, Greenery Creamery, and Pizza Bruno at the brand new Downtown Indoor Farmers Market. Sip cocktails, eat lunch, and shop a 100% local and 100% air-conditioned food market Sunday, June 9th, 12 to 4, at Celine in downtown Orlando. For details, go to Instagram and follow Indoor Farmers Market.
A PFT Media production.